This is Wild About Utah.
This is an old business. Walking slowly over the land with an appreciation of its immediacy to the senses and what lies hidden in it. Barry Lopez, Arctic Dreams. The snow came late this year. If it is a measuring stick, Beaver Mountain Ski Area in Logan Canyon did not open before Christmas for the first time since 1977. The lift started turning the last day of 2025. Every tree, every elk and deer, every squirrel, every insect, every living thing in the Bear River Mountains prepared for winter weeks, even months ago. The whole range seemed to sit in eerie limbo, waiting for the snow to fly. This past week, I was pondering the immense weight of the world in the midst of the first real winter storm of the season, at least for me. I looked up from my feet at millions of snowflakes descending upon me, crisscrossing one another in a flurry. I'm talking about giant conglomerate snowflakes, the kind that transform the sky into a straight-up dreamland. I felt pure delight. The other day I pulled Barry Lopez's 1986 New York Times bestseller, Arctic Dreams, from my bookshelf and browsed passages I highlighted or underlined 25 years ago. Until his death in 2020, Lopez did the majority of his writing on an IBM Selectric 3 typewriter. Lopez asked the questions, how do people imagine the landscapes they find themselves in? And how does the land shape the imaginations of the people who dwell in it? I imagined each snowflake as a gift from the Pacific, teeny droplets of frozen water meandering to the ground, each as part of an endless cycle of water dating back to the origins of the earth. I wondered how long ago these snowflakes last fell free through the sky. How long did they spend in the depths of the ocean? Where will they go on their journey from here? And how did I happen to be in this place with these snowflakes in this moment in time? That led me to wonder about the fragility of life, how everything is temporary, a snowflake, a lifetime, human history, even geologic time. In another passage, Lopez wrote, because humans can circumvent evolutionary law, it is incumbent upon us, say evolutionary biologists, to develop another law to abide by if we wish to survive. We must learn restraint. We must derive some other, wiser way of behaving toward the land. To that, I would add, and we must also derive some other, wiser way of behaving toward one another, because the greatest threat to humanity is, frankly, humanity. The biggest threat to life on Earth isn't the sun's eventual demise or a rogue asteroid. It is us. Can we learn to live sustainably? And can we learn to understand and respect those who are different from ourselves? Later, Lopez continued the thought. The cold view to take of our future is that we are therefore headed for extinction in a universe of impersonal chemical, physical, and biological laws. A more productive, certainly more engaging view is we have the intelligence to grasp what is happening, the composure not to be intimidated by its complexity, and the courage to take steps that may bear no fruit in our lifetimes. That requires collective action. As Oskar Schindler identified in Schindler's List, power is when we have every justification to take or to control or to act on impulse, and we don't. We refrain. Aside from our opposable thumb, is the capacity for restraint what distinguishes us from other species? Each snowflake individually seems insignificant, but together, relentless by the millions, snow crystals pile up. They cover the ground, flock the trees, and settle in every nook and cranny. They find their way into the gaps of my jacket. Their strength is in their numbers and their ability to bond with each other. I imagine snow accumulating on a steep mountain. As the storm rages, the sheer weight of the snow increases, one single snowflake at a time, until finally, one seemingly insignificant snowflake settles on the surface, and it is suddenly too much for buried weak layers to withstand. Then, whoomph, the result is a spontaneous avalanche. Inertia is both a property of matter and a property of culture. In the big scheme of geologic time and human history, each of us are insignificant. Yet the power of our collective consciousness and action is significant. We have the capacity to lessen our footprint on the earth and deepen our impact on one another through small gestures that accumulate like falling snow, to consume less, to care more, to increase our capacity to love and understand, to be both frugal and generous, to be curious rather than judgmental, to smile or laugh with a stranger or a friend. I catch several snowflakes on my tongue as I walk through the blizzard, trying to pick out the biggest ones, the ones that seem barely able to cling together. I blink several snowflakes off my eyelashes that crash landed on my face with a big smile. One that I miss spirals as it falls faster than the other flakes. Each one feels like a blessing from above that represents some kind of hope. Hope that the rivers will swell to fill their banks in April and May. Hope that high mountain springs will gush throughout summer. Hope for renewal that comes with each spring. And yes, hope for humanity. I am Eric Newell, and I am wild about snow and the power of small gestures that collectively have big impacts.